With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump working hard on the campaign trail yesterday, and he sharply criticized the Biden-Harris economy based on Friday's very poor jobs report.
The economy stinks. What timing? 4 days before the election, they have among the worst numbers ever in history. Nobody's ever heard. They did 12,000 jobs. Normally you're 250, 300,000, 400,000. They did 12. Think of it, 12,000 jobs.
In West Allis, Wisconsin, Kamala Harris spoke in generalities.
So let's spend the next 4 days so that when we look back on these days, we have no regrets about what we could have done. Let's know we did everything we could do.
Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump met with Arab Americans in the Detroit area Friday in a bid to woo voters unhappy with the Gaza war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is touring the Blue Wall states.
Metro Detroit is home to the nation's largest concentration of Arab Americans, with a large chunk of them living in Dearborn. That's where Trump met with local residents, many of whom are upset with the Biden-Harris administration's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Even though Dearborn's mayor did not meet with the former president on Friday, Trump received endorsements from officials in two other Muslim-majority cities during a visit last week. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
TGI Fridays has filed for bankruptcy protection as it looks for ways to ensure the long-term viability of the casual dining brand. The Dallas-based company filed for Chapter 11 in federal court yesterday. A spokesman said the primary driver for the financial challenges is diners' choices to get food delivered rather than visiting the restaurant. This is SRN News. The National Religious Broadcasters want you to vote. With more, SRN's Michael Harrington.
The organization is flooding the airwaves and social media with a series of public service announcements designed to get Christians to the polls on Election Day. The spots feature evangelical leaders such as John MacArthur, David Jeremiah, and Robert Jeffress, and are aimed at the millions of believers whom statistics indicate are liable to sit out this election. Experts point out that mobilizing just a portion of these people would change the outcome of the vote. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One Texas city has banned men from using female restrooms and locker rooms. Members of the Odessa City Council have expanded a 1989 ordinance that prohibits individuals from entering restrooms of the opposite sex. The 5-2 vote comes following an emotionally charged exchange between residents and city leaders, with city council members arguing that the ordinance would protect Odessans and their families. The ban applies to city buildings and facilities. This is SRN News. Strange times in a very small town, and no one is saying exactly what's going on.
Gary, Oklahoma, not much different from any other small town. Friendly people, and just about everybody knows everybody else and where they live. But now, the police chief and all three officers of the department, plus two of the town's city council members, have all resigned with little explanation. The former chief did write on social media, "She and the officers resigned with great sadness." The community has about 1,000 residents. Jason Walker reporting.
Warren Buffett is now sitting on more than $325 billion in cash after continuing to unload billions worth of Apple and Bank America shares this year and continuing to collect a steady stream of profits all from Berkshire Hathaway's assorted businesses without finding any major acquisitions. You'll find more on these stories, headlines, and more at srnnews.com.